He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney, and this is your focus point for week one. It's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. When you think of the Texans, you think about J.J. Watt.
Well, if you're on a television and you like the NFL, you know who J.J. Watt is. Hard Knocks has kind of done that for a lot of football fans, but J.J. Watt moves all around that defense. He's a name you're going to hear a lot during this game on Sunday, and he's the first player in NFL history to have at least 20 sacks in two different seasons in his career. 2012, 2014, had 20 and a half sacks. Hopefully the Chiefs can get a guy on that list, and Justin Houston, they can get at least 20 sacks this year as well.
When it comes to that defense specifically, who else is there to look out for?
You don't have to go very far when you look at that defense, because right next to him you have Vince Wilfork, former New England Patriot at nose tackle, plays over the zero techs, a space eater, big guy, hard to move. And then Jadeveon Clowney is another player you got to watch out for. Missed all of last season, the former number one overall pick. They believe that he's healthy and that he's going to be able to play in this game. It'll be interesting to see how he gets in there and what kind of impact he makes the first game of his career.
Now flipping to the other side of the ball, Brian Hoyer was in the midst of a quarterback battle in Texas training camp. He ultimately won it, and he'll be starting this game for the Texans.
Yeah, he went 16 of 26 for 228 yards and one touchdown in the preseason. That was enough to win him this job. But what you really like about Hoyer when you watch him on film is the help that he's got on the outside. And a lot was made about Andre Johnson and the storied career he had for the Houston Texans. But he left this offseason to go to the Indianapolis Colts. And the reason that Texans fans felt okay about that is that they had a young player and their former number one pick from 2 years earlier in DeAndre Hopkins out of Clemson that really makes some plays for him, has kind of blossomed into one of the top young receivers in the NFL. Finished number 12 last year in the league in receiving with over 1,200 yards. They've got another young guy that made some plays in the preseason, their third round pick, Jalen Strong, out of Arizona State. And they've got a couple of veterans out there too, and Cecil Shorts, who spent a lot of time with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Nate Washington, who's been in a couple of different places and made some plays. So Hoyer's got a lot of help on the outside.
All right, so we talked about the defense, we've talked about the quarterback and the wide receivers. Now let's talk about the rushing game. Texans are a lot like the Chiefs in that they have one of the best running backs in the league. That's an Arian Foster, but he's been injured since the preseason with that groin injury. That leaves Alfred Blue for that job.
I thought it was really telling when the Texans had an opportunity to go out and sign a free agent running back because there were some guys available, and they didn't do that. And internally, they had to feel confident about Alfred Blue's ability to step in and make an impact for them not to make that move. Blue was a sixth-round rookie pick out of LSU last year, had over 160 carries, averaged 3.1 yards per carry. They feel good about what he can do. The running game is an area the Chiefs are trying to be better at between the 20s this year. It'll be an interesting storyline to watch in this game.
All right, so we know about the Texans. What do you think the Chiefs need to do to win this game?
I think the first most obvious one is just to get ahead. Don't let that defense pin their ears back. J.J. Watt, pin their ears back and get after him. Andy Reid is 95-31 in his career when scoring first. And on the offensive side for Alex Smith, it's not making any mistakes. You know, this Texans defense led by J.J. Watt finished number one in the NFL in takeaways last year with 34. And you look at Alex Smith, he's known for not making mistakes. And the reason why, he's 45-15-1 in his career when he doesn't throw an interception. You want that Texans offense led by Brian Hoyer and Alfred Blue to have to go the entire length of the field against the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs' chances if the Texans have to consistently do that to not score points. It's a defense that gave up the second fewest points in the NFL last year.
All right, he's BJ Kissel, and now you know what to focus on.